to clean your home or office today. Online at cleancarpetcompany.com or again at 636-395-0895.
Thanks to my DrinkWorks cocktail machine, a fantastic ice-cold beverage is always a minute away. I just pop in my favorite pod, usually the crisp old-fashioned, and I'm enjoying a premium cocktail at just the push of a button. No more spending $20 on a cocktail. DrinkWorks is just as good. The proof is in the glass. With March Madness around the corner, now is the perfect time to bring the bar home. Works like a fancy automatic espresso machine. Press a button, and the machine does the rest. Only it's premium cocktails, not coffee. It looks great, too. Right now, DrinkWorks has lowered the price by $100, but it's for a limited time only. You'll get a great deal on the drink maker, plus they are throwing in free shipping. All that, plus DrinkWorks will give you 3 months to try it out, and if you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund. No questions asked. The only way to get this amazing drink maker with free shipping and 90-day guarantee, go to DrinkWorks.com. That's DrinkWorks.com. No need to use a code. The best deal is already included. Don't wait. This amazing offer won't last, and it's only for our listeners. That's DrinkWorks.com. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
The largest indoor yard sale is back at the Belclair Fairgrounds in Belleville, Illinois, with hundreds of vendors and thousands of sales on new and used merchandise. Get ready to satisfy all your collectible needs on Friday, February 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday the 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Belclair Fairgrounds in Belleville. They'll have early bird admission on Friday for just $5 and free admission on Saturday, plus free parking both days. For more information, visit bcfairgrounds.net.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
It's time to treat your transportation to a little R&R with Dent Express, St. Louis's leading paintless dent removal. Family owned and operated since 1992, Dent Express is here to provide a needed service to the community that they can always trust. Visit Dent Express at either of their two locations, on Manchester and Baldwin, or just off 370 in St. Charles. Or go to DentExpressSTL.com to book your appointment. You can even send them a photo for a free evaluation and get that dent fixed today.
2020 marks the 30th anniversary of Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill in St. Louis. What started in 1990 as one location in St. Charles now has 14 locations across three states. Join them to celebrate on the 30th of each month in 2020 for Hotshot's anniversary parties featuring throwback pricing on domestic bottles, macho mugs, root beer barrels, and more, along with your chance to register to win Hotshot's gift cards and other special presents. Check HotshotsNet.com for participating locations. Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill celebrating 30 years of all the games all the time.
The T.R. Hughes 590 The Fan Super Bowl coverage will bring you week-long shows from Miami and powered by Mungin Asphalt and Toyota as the Chiefs prepare to play the 49ers. I'm Howard Balzer. Joe Roderick and I will have all the news, interviews, and expert analysis live during Super Bowl week and concluding just hours before kickoff. Tune into the T.R. Hughes 590 The Fan Super Bowl coverage at 6 p.m. each day. It's all brought to you in part by Westport Social, Triken Consulting, the Inskip Law Firm, and Glory Pro Wrestling.
Play the Playhouse.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up.
No, we don't do that anymore.
Listen in your car.
What don't we do anymore?
What you just did. So you can't make me do it. Didn't make me do it. Couldn't make me do it.
There's no fun left
on.
Fecal
ascending rectal translucency.
Good old Dr. Doug. He knows a thing or two because he's seen a thing or two. See how I did, tied the farmer's insurance thing
very well
that?
Done.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the last day of January 2020 that we will be together, the last day in the month of January, because next time we're together, it'll be, will it be Groundhog's Day? We'll see. Yeah. Wait. It's Monday. Monday Groundhog's Day, the 2nd?
I think Groundhog's Day is Sunday, isn't it?
It's
never on Super Bowl.
It is the 2nd. It's Groundhog's Day. It's Monday. Idiot. Bill, idiot.
No. February 2nd is a Sunday. It's Sunday.
Hey!
Okay, like I said, I'm an idiot. It is Sunday. Groundhog's Day is the same day as the Super Bowl Sunday. So I am, in this case, the idiot. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Glad to have you on board. We're brought to you today by Brenton Vision. I will say very little about Brenton Vision because I'm going to let you hear from a listener who is also now an over-the-top, ecstatic, satisfied patient of Brenton Vision. This guy had his lenses replaced, what I had done 6 years ago, and like a whole new life for him, and he's more than happy to share his story with you. So he'll be here to do that. We need to do a round of introductions, I believe. A control board, 19 years he was in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
I would like to say hello to everyone and to wish our fellow colleague Dan Strauss a speedy recovery, buddy.
Well, now, speaking of Dan, who I'd like to say is faking being sick, but I'm going to go with he really is sick. And I'd like to say this. Anybody out there, if you see Dan out anywhere tonight partying or his band playing, would you please get back to us? Because he'll have to address that. I think he's really, really sick. And since we're talking about him, let me move right over to the other side of the glass and introduce his replacement. David Solomon is in the house with his trouser mouse.
Oh. Hey!
Wow, we're not used to seeing anything that big. Woo! That's like six times the size Dan usually whips out there. David, say hello to Dan Strauss's sponsor.
Well, not just Dan's sponsor, but also sponsor of the First Community Credit Union yard sale. It's First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. More than 40 locations. Missouri.
Locration.
Can we
edit that
out?
Like,
is that an Asian one in the place?
Isn't that when a woman's breast gives milk? That's lactation. Locration.
I'm looking for this locration.
Oh, you know what he did? In honor of the poor victims of the coronavirus, he did a little Chinese accent.
Yeah, I get it.
That was very well done, David. Go ahead.
But with more than 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmarts and the newest location in Waterloo, First Community is a great place for all your banking needs, not to mention they have great popcorn, too. And to find out more, go to firstcommunity.com. Everyone.
Dan, if you're listening, what you do is just not that hard. See, David just did it. No big deal. Not that big of a deal.
Didn't even use the script.
Mm-mm. No, didn't use the script right off the top of his head. In the room, in the building, not on the road, didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
Hey.
Also in the house... Formerly night cook at Denny's, and among other fast food places, former door-to-door knife salesman, former beer vendor, former roller rink DJ, now head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, head of setting and resetting our digital clock. Let's check that time together, shall we? 519:02:03:04, 519:05. Yep. Let me take a quick look at the Naval Observatory clock. Boom! Right on the money. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing. Yes, he is, like Jim Rockford was, a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And as head of research, I actually just realized that locration is a word.
Oh,
whoa.
Now, see, David is so much smarter than we are. What we think is a mistake is, in fact, just something he knows that we don't.
It's the art of finding schools for people. And you can learn more about that at locating.com. I'm not kidding. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
I know you're not. David is smart.
So, but locating a school is locration, huh?
Locating a school is locration.
That makes sense.
Correct. Like, say, I like to say,
What does that word mean?
More of that corona sympathy.
You know what? Listen. Since Tim is a friend to all of us, I think it's embarrassing for people here. Like, would you edit that out?
Sure. I got you. Here we go.
Radio edit.
Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on that lot or at the brand-new Johnny Londoff Autoplex in St. Peter's on Veterans Memorial Parkway. At either place, they can get you financed. When your bank says no, their banks say yes. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know you're AM and the PM. Find new roads at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right, I have a... Stop the music for a second. We have a mini crisis here. Hang on. I gave... David, I'm going to type... on the screen, because I don't want to say this out loud. I'm going to type on the screen. We're supposed to call a guy who has this tremendous testimonial about Brenton Vision. Boom, 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 doom. And then David, take a look at, is that the name number that I gave you last
Yes,
time?
It is. And that's the number that I called.
Oh my goodness.
Folks,
no, hold on. We're going to make this work. You know what I did, David? Replace the 6 with the 3 and the 3 with the 6.
Got it.
So it's blank 6 blank 3. Got it?
It's like a riddle.
My fault. I transposed two numbers. It's 6, 3. Okay, we'll get this guy on the phone. And now let's continue with the music and the introduction. Sorry about that, everybody. That was my fault. I shot David a thing over to his screen, and it was the wrong number for the guy we're going to talk to.
Brain tumor.
I want to make a note of this because I think is the first mistake. We've been here, 2 years and November, December, 2 years and 3 months. I just made my first mistake, and I want to make a note of that so that I don't ever make another one. Okay, we're ready to go. I believe I stopped with Hebe Jimenez. He's in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. I get up in the middle of the night once, twice, I hate to admit it, and snack. I go to the refrigerator and get something. I went to the refrigerator about 3 o'clock this morning and thought, I'd like to just have a quick chunk of something, and found half of the original block was missing because my wife, apparently, even though she said she bought it for me, had eaten about half of my Fontina and Red Bull. Yeah, that's exactly right. She ate what was supposed to be my Fontina cheese.
Jeez.
And people, that's right, Red Boy, and people wonder why couples get divorced. It's because of stuff like that. She goes to the store and goes, oh, guess what I picked up for you? For you. Oh, thanks. And then when I go to take that, and there's something about that first slice. It's like you're the first one to scrape on the little tub of butter, it's smooth on top, or the peanut butter, you get the first little. I thought I'll get the first slice of that cheese. No, she had. That's right, Red Boy. She had already taken what was supposed to be mine. Women. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limperous and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Brought to you by Brenton Vision. I'm going to make sure that Darren's on the phone because I almost really screwed this up. Darren, are you there?
I am there, Frank.
No, you're not there. You should say I'm here. See, I say you're there, and then because if you said I'm there, that means you'd be here. So you say I'm here. Okay. Well, we wish you were here too, but you're not. But the next best thing is to have you on the phone. I'm just going to let you talk. I'll tell people how this came about. You sent me an email,
And not only did you go to Brinton Vision and have your lenses replaced, you and for people who aren't regular listeners or just joining, we're not talking about contact lenses. We're talking about your God-given lenses behind your corneas. You can have those replaced, and most people aren't aware of this, and you don't have to wait till you have cataracts to do it. And not only did you go to Brinton Vision because you're a listener, you just happened to be there when the one and only Dan Strauss was there with his girlfriend Sandy. You met them there, correct?
I did, and I do have to say, Dan, I am so sorry that Sandy will break up with you eventually, because now she will see how ugly you really are.
Oh, man, that's cruel. That's cruel.
Well, am I lying, though? I mean, let's face it, he has a face for radio.
And he's sick, and I hope he's not listening. I hope he's sleeping right now. Didn't hear that. So
he's the world's worst producer. He doesn't even know how to turn a radio on.
Well, I think he knows how to turn one on. Let's talk about Brinton Vision. What prompted you? Why did you suspect? Did you go in because you just had lousy vision, or what happened here?
Had lousy vision, needed glasses for basically distance and especially reading. I ride Harleys, Razor, snorkeling, stuff like that. I just got tired of glasses. I went to Cancun in November and, you know, used my GoPro. I had to go off of memory how to use the thing. I couldn't see it. And so I'm seeing all these tropical fish. I wasn't taking in any good, vision of anything in the water.
When I was like severely nearsighted, we went on vacation, I went snorkeling, and somebody told me, and I did this, I had to have a custom snorkel mask made with prescription glass in it. And that's the only way that I could enjoy snorkeling. Because you're right, you can't see anything. You put the snorkel mask on, it's like not having your glasses or your contacts. So I had to have a special prescription snorkel mask made. So you go to Brinton Vision, you had the ocular analysis. First thing I think we need to do is reconfirm to everybody who is squeamish about eyes, anything to do with eyes. Was there anything about that ocular analysis that hurt?
Zero. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of bright lights. That's it. I think 9 or 10 machines, they skipped one of them. They said, I didn't need that. Pass that. Super fast. Like you said, it takes about an hour and a half. The staff there, extremely, extremely friendly. And Seth, I cannot say enough good things about the,
he's like the greatest receptionist in the world.
Seth is absolutely awesome. Is absolutely awesome. I wish the world had about 10 million more of him.
Now, you had both lenses replaced at one time, one visit. I had to go two separate visits, and I had to go to Overland Park, Kansas, because at the time, that's where Dr. Brinton was. But you had everything done in one visit. And try to describe to people the difference in your life now that you've had those lenses replaced.
It's night and day. It's such a habit. When I get up in the morning, I grab my phone, and with my left hand, I'll go to grab my glasses with my right hand, and there's no glasses there. As soon as I get up, which it's only been 2.5 weeks, so I'm still in the healing process, it's only going to get better, which I can't imagine it getting better than what it already is. But he said, oh, yeah, you know, 3 to 6 months, he goes, things will even just keep getting better daily. And it's fantastic.
And for anybody who thinks that by that you mean you have to wait 3 to 6 months, I know what you're saying. I knew in 24 hours, my reaction was, oh, my goodness, I cannot believe. And the same thing, when he said it'll get even better, I remember thinking, how much better can it be? Everything is so vivid, and the colors are rich, and white is really white. And sure enough, over time, about, I would, wouldn't you say like 80-90% of what you're looking for happens quickly, within a day or two, and then it just sort of settles in. With any procedure, there is a little bit of, and I hate this word, trauma, but when you do anything to your eye, even though it does not hurt, there is no pain, it doesn't take long, you're altering something in your eye. You are implanting a lens. And it's incredible how you'd expect to walk out of there. Were you bruised? Did you look like you'd been in a boxing ring with somebody when you got out of there? Because I sure didn't.
None. No, I mean, it was, they, like I said, they did both eyes at once, which he typically doesn't. I was a special circumstance, I guess. So I don't want you, everyone, to think that, you know, that they do that.
Everybody's case is different.
Everybody's different. And he did one, and I think he went and did somebody else's eye, and then came back a few minutes later, did my other eye, and within, I don't know, 3 to 5 minutes after that, I got up and left, walked right out.
No, it's hard for people to believe. Listen, I congratulations on your new vision and your new life, because it changes your life. I try to tell people the single most dramatic change in my lifestyle was when Dr. Brenton performed the procedure he performed on me 6 years ago. From a grade school kid, I've worn glasses or contacts, and thick glasses and strong contacts, because I had really horrible vision. And this just changed everything. So there's LASIK, which is a corneal procedure, and then what you and I had, which is a lens replacement. Well, enjoy your new vision, and thank you for the email. I'm so glad you wrote me, and appreciate you sharing your story with people.
Yeah, you're welcome, Frank. And I suggest to anyone, your vision is your number one sense that you use, you know, like you would not believe. It's worth every dime that they charge to do this. Yes, it is expensive. It's worth every dime and then some.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you.
There you go. No last names, because I don't think it's a good idea to let everybody in the world know that, you know, relatives are weird and friends sometimes. So I know Darren's last name. I don't know him personally, but I appreciated his email. All I have left to say to the rest of you is this. Brenton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N. What we're asking you to do is a 90-minute ocular analysis, the most thorough exam you've ever had of your eyes. Cost you $120. And then they will tell you maybe things no other ophthalmologist has ever told you, whether or not, once and for all, you really are or are not a candidate for LASIK. And if you're not a candidate for LASIK, maybe you're a candidate for something else that another doctor didn't even mention to you because they don't do it. Brenton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, 314-375-2020, BrentonVision.com.
Oh, boy.
It's time to test your trivia skills. Put your brains together. And now, your host, Bill Clubland.
Frank, shoot. What are you doing?
Who did that?
No,
edit it out.
One second. Here we go.
Radio edit.
I'll do Dan's part.
Test your trivia skills.
Okay.
Put your brains together. And now, your host, Bill Clubland.
I can't see through the glass. Did Scott stick around here?
Oh, yeah, no. He's here.
I left.
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing.
Ah, boy. See, I'm so upset about Dan not feeling well. I care so much for Dan. And when I heard Dan on that pre-recorded thing, I thought, oh, man, I remember the good old days when he felt good. And then it threw me off. It threw me off, and that's why I met. Bill, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. Are we ready for a little... I almost said Friday. Thursday.
No wonder trivia. Scott hit around the corner because he didn't want anybody to know he stuck around. Now I know why, because it's trivia. Let's just go ahead and announce the winner. Scott Sharma.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Get it out of the way.
David Solomon as well.
Oh, you know what? This could change everything. Let me hang on. I get my score sheet ready. Yep. Let's see. So it'll be David and Scott and Tim and Limey and me. 1, 2, 3, 5 players.
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. We are ready to roll. Now let's review the rules. That you can say your name, but if you blurt it out before the end of the question and you get it wrong, you have to sit out the next question. Okay, we're ready to go.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Question one. How old was Janis Joplin when she died?
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
27.
That is correct.
Wow. Oh my. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go. The score is 0-1, 0-0, 0-0.
I know Solomon's going to get those sports questions.
All right, next one. What South American country is said to have the largest amount of fresh water in the world?
That's a weird one.
Fresh water? Yeah, largest.
Limey?
Yes.
Argentina?
Nope.
David?
Idiot. Yes, David?
I'm going to go ahead and guess Brazil.
That is correct. Good job.
Whoa! Welcome aboard, Scott competitor, David Solomon. The score is 1-1 to nothing to nothing to nothing.
All right. Next question. What is the most common element in Earth's atmosphere?
Diamond.
I think Scott's snuck in there. Go ahead.
Hydrogen.
No?
Yes!
Idiot. I was idiot. Right. Me. I mean, limey. Yes. Sorry. Carbon.
No?
What?
Idiot.
Frank.
Yes, Frank?
Oxygen?
Nope.
Ooh, idiot.
How?
David.
I'm yes, David?
Idiot. Nitrogen.
That is correct. Nitrogen.
Oh, what? Well. Huh. Now we got a now, competitor.
And how many people have to sit out the next question?
Nobody.
Nobody
jumped in before the end of the question.
Yeah. I thought you said if they answer it and get it wrong.
No, no. I said if you jump in before and get it wrong. Same as the rule is every week, same rule. Dave, score currently 2-1 to nothing to nothing to nothing. Okay.
The next question. What state is home to the largest DMV office?
Limey.
Yes, Limey.
New Jersey?
No.
Scott.
Yes, Scott. That's not
California,
that is correct.
Wow. Goodness.
It is massive.
Two to nothing.
Okay. Next question. Who is the oldest Beatle?
Limey.
Yes.
Are they dead? Like, we're allowed to say that? Like, just the oldest out of the group?
Oldest out of the group.
I'll say George Harrison.
That is incorrect.
Ah, man.
Scott.
Brilliant. Yes, Scott.
Paul McCartney.
Incorrect.
Frank. David.
Yes, Frank.
John Lennon.
Nope.
Tim.
Good job, Tim.
Ringo.
Way to go, buddy.
Well, that's the way to win one. One out of four kidding. And three were wrong.
You got to know.
Current score, 2-2 man. To 1-0 to nothing.
I can't believe this.
Without cheating, everyone look straight ahead.
Okay.
What is the only vowel not at the top line of a keyboard?
Tim.
Scott.
Yes, Tim.
A,
that is correct.
Wow. You didn't even have to, like, think about that. You were just on it.
I sit and type all day.
Wow.
Current score, 2-3, 1-0.
I've got two right.
I said 2-3, 1-0. Oh, what is wrong with you?
Because before it was 2-2, and I didn't have two at the time. Scott's got two, David's got two, and I've got two,
Frank,
at least.
Would you mind running out?
Hold on. Does Tim have two?
Yeah.
Yes.
I got Ringo Starr, and I got A.
Okay, my fault. Two.
That's three mistakes.
Take it
this
easy.
Hour.
Take it easy, buddy.
We're okay.
Two. It's not. It's not that important. 2-3, 2-0.
Okay. What kind of prizes do you think I have for you over here?
Yeah, it's like this is a big deal.
Okay. Next question. What fingernail grows the fastest?
Limey. Yes. The pinky.
Nope.
Oh man, I suck.
Tim.
Brilliant.
Tim.
Thumb.
Nope.
Scott.
Middle finger. That is correct.
Wow.
Tim's showing me his fastest growing nail.
current score, 2-4, 2-0.
Okay. What football teams are tied for most Super Bowl wins?
I don't know.
David?
I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys and Pittsburgh. Actually, no. The New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That is correct. Saved himself there.
Oh, wow. Oh, current score, 3-4, 2-0.
Okay. In which film did Roger Moore first play James Bond?
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Moonraker.
Nope.
Idiot.
Limey.
Yes, Limey.
Goldfinger?
No.
Idiot.
I don't remember.
Going once.
David, guess
yes,
free.
David?
Tomorrow Never Dies?
No.
That was Pierce Brosnan.
Idiot.
But what's... Oh, come
give
on.
Give up. Going once, going
we
twice. It's called
on.
Live and Let Die.
Oh, yeah. Man.
1973.
I was going to say Die Another Day, but that's another Pierce Brosnan.
All right. What?
Whoa. Easy time.
Holding that in. What singer had a hit in 1985 with a song called Saving All My Love for You?
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Whitney Houston.
That is correct. Whitney Houston.
Well, things are getting interesting. 3-4, 3-0.
Okay. What was the name of the butler on the Addams Family?
Slimy.
Scott snuck in there.
Lurch,
that is correct. Yep.
Oh, boy. Stepping out by two lengths. Okay. 3-5, 3-0.
Okay. What is the smallest member of the flute family?
Scott.
Yes?
Piccolo.
That is correct.
Come on! Oh, my goodness.
I can't answer that.
Yell at me. You didn't know the Beatles.
Wow. Running away with it, three to six, three to nothing.
Either.
All right. You guys cannot talk over my giving the score. Okay. People want to hear the score. 3-6 to 3-0
What is the postal abbreviation for the state of Idaho?
Scott.
Yes.
ID.
That is correct.
Wow. Current score, 3-7 to 3-0
All right, we got three left. Name the medical term for low blood sugar.
Scott.
Yes.
Hypoglycemia.
That is correct, yeah.
I don't believe it is. He said hold on, he said hypo with a B.
Did he say with a
B? No.
He said hypoglycemia.
I said hypoglycemia.
I'm giving it to him. Sorry.
Yeah.
Got to make an executive decision. He gets it.
Current score, 3. Remember earlier when I said let's just announce the winner?
Yeah.
Okay, 3-8 to 3-0 Limey, you laugh, but you and I are nothing.
I know.
We have zero.
You better get one of these last two.
Scott, hey, man.
Okay.
Man.
What was the first planet? Excuse me. What was? Yeah. What was the first planet discovered using a telescope?
Limey. David. Uranus?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, my God. Oh. Current score, 3-8 to 3-1
Last question. What states border the Gulf of Mexico?
David? You have Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida.
Good job. Very nice.
Whoa,
you got it.
Whoa. And the final. Is that the final question?
That is the final question.
Let me. Final question with names attached. David, 4. Scott, 8. Tim, 3. Limey, 1. Frank, 0. How about it for me? Because I'd like to tell the audience now and let them in on something I wasn't going to share with you. I wrote myself an email last night, and now I'm going to read it. And I sealed it. Hang on. And now I'd like to read it to you, if you don't mind.
You sealed an email.
I know.
It says, to myself, maybe tomorrow, dial it back. Let other people have a shot. You have your own show. What more could you want? Try, in fact, to come in last. I wrote that last night.
Wow.
How about that? To myself. How about that? Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
I'm Bill Cleveland. On the road. You can't talk over my closing.
Sorry.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
See, the truth is, when you're the scorekeeper, you're so wrapped up in keeping scores, you don't often speak out as soon as you mean to. See, that explains.
All right, that makes
nothing.
Sense.
Yeah, thank you. I thought it would. Congratulations to our winner. And next time, when we know Bill's going to do trivia, does Scott have like a pass key to the code? Or can we lock him out? Or at least ask him if he's already, and he's already going to be in if it's on Thursday. Say, Scott, would you run next door? And then when he goes next door to get something, then lock him out so he can't get in again. Sorry, Scott. It's not that, you know, we don't like you. We're just tired of you winning all the time.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, so I saw a terrific movie last night, Knives Out. I'd never seen it. It's been out for a while, but we had never seen it. I got to tell you, this is a terrific movie. Now I see why people say it's so good. It's brilliantly written and brilliantly executed. Interestingly, there are two people in it who are well-known names who have no business being in it because anybody could have played their parts, Don Johnson and Jamie Lee Curtis. Their parts didn't require them to, but it's, I know why they did it, so they could say starring Daniel Craig and Jamie Lee Curtis and Don Johnson. Daniel Craig, and I had read some articles kind of dissing him on his southern accent, I thought he was better than I've seen him in any James Bond movie. I thought he was terrific. It's a really entertaining and clever movie. Knives Out. Finally got to see it. There's some morons who are putting fake posts on the social media saying one of the kids in our school has been diagnosed with coronavirus, and they're fake. Mm. They're not true. Who are the people that do that, and they should be thrown in jail for doing that? This morning I read an article and it's talking about the McDonald's in China. And China's big in the news because of the coronavirus. And in the article it said there are 3,000 McDonald's restaurants in China. So I just thought, I think I'll Google and see how many there are in the United States. You know how many McDonald's restaurants there are in this country? 14,000.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of Big Mac, Happy Meal, whatever. 17,000 total here and in China. And tomorrow is Janet's birthday. Janet's a longtime listener, and since we're not on tomorrow, she asked for a joke and said, would you please tell this joke? And I wrote her back. I said, I'd be happy to. Tomorrow's your birthday. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So, Janet, happy birthday tomorrow, and here's your joke. Three ladies who work together. One is a newlywed. The other is mid-30s, and the third lady is older. She's about 50. And they're, as women do, they're talking about their husbands and their marriages and their lives, and they get to the topic of sex and regularity of sex. And, of course, the newlywed, we role play, and my husband loves when I, do the black leather thing and put on all black. It drives him crazy. And the middle-aged woman, who's like 35, she said, that's interesting. She said, we just started that. I had read an article about that, and I'm going to tell you something. It really changed everything. My husband came home one night, and I had on a black leather pants and a black bodice and black gloves. Oh, my goodness. He went crazy. Never had such great sex. And the older woman, who's married like 30 years, she just kind of sat there. And she said, our sex life is no. Blase, and they said, we gotta try the black leather thing. Tell you what, it's Friday. Pick some leather up over the weekend. Let us know how it goes. So Monday, they all get back to work, and the two other women can't wait to hear. They go, okay. First, as soon as they get to work, they went in the coffee room. They said, well, did you go out and buy some leather? She said, yes. She said, I did. She said, I bought some stuff and I went home, got home knowing I'd get there, before he did, so I'd be ready. And I had on black pants and black boots and black bodice and black gloves and a black mask. I even had a black cape and a black sort of cap that came down in the front to meet the mask. And man, he came in home, and I didn't greet him at the door. I waited. I let him get in the family room, and I heard him open a beer. And I knew when he sat down, I heard the TV come on. So when he's sitting in front of the TV with a beer, I walked in. I stood right in front of him with all that black on. He looked up at me and goes, hey, Batman, what's for dinner?
By 48 on 590 The Fan, 270 a mess in North and West St. Louis County. For more on that, let's get a check of traffic from Tori Lyons.
This report is brought to you by ThinkItUp.org. ThinkItUp, a new initiative to activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms? Join at thinkitup.org. A crash westbound 270 at New Florissant. You're backed up at 367. Eastbound 270, bumper to bumper, Missouri Bottom to New Florissant. Accident northbound 270 north of Dorset. It has the right lanes down. And northbound 170 backing up at Natural Bridge. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the live morning show in the afternoon.
If you haven't checked out Lady J's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out. It's like a sports bar for your head. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. On Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Company. Lady J's has won double-digit men's styling awards, and their talented stylists are delivering the best haircuts in St. Louis. In Sunset Hills, on Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Company. Lady J's, it's wicked awesome.
The
Cam Jansen Show will be coming to you live from Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. And while you listen, it's a great time to saddle up with any of the five gaming machines provided by J&J Ventures Gaming. Download their gaming app, find Top Shooters location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shooters. Play here, win big.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetter's Fine Jewelers. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Buying an engagement ring can often be intimidating. We offer a choice in diamonds, both mined and lab-grown. Come in and let us help you work within your budget at Doherty Ferry in Big Bend, where you'll be greeted by family, or visit us at wowdiamonds.com.
Each summer, Midwest Children's Burn Camp assists youth burn survivors, and now you can help too. Each time the St. Louis Blues score a power play goal during the 2020 regular season, Ameren, Missouri will donate $500 to one local kids' charity to help kids achieve their goal. From now until January 31st, go to AmerenMissouri.com/blues to vote for Midwest Children's Burn Camp. Vote today and help the kids score big this month.
Right, let's head down to Dallas, Texas, where we hear from Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, both closed only on Monday. Next door to each other, same proprietor, same great quality. If and when you go to dinner or lunch at Annie Gunn's, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. You need reservations for dinner. I recommend them for lunch. Gift cards, always a good idea. They sell thousands every year, and they're located in Chesterfield Valley East of most of that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody. Woo! Whoa! That was a slurp. Hey, real quickly, we went to see Knives Out last night, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a great movie, isn't it?
It's really good.
Yeah, great movie. Great movie. All right, Dan. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity who is scared to fly. Best friend, Shia LaBeouf. Has a 10,000 classic comic book collection. And is barred from Walmart for shoplifting for life. Heather Locklear. Lindsay Lohan. Michelle Rodriguez. Megan Fox. There you go. Movie review today. Taylor Swift. The Americana, Miss Americana, the documentary from the beginning of her career to now. Loved it in theaters and Netflix tomorrow. 3 stars.
Okay.
Look for The Assistant. Loved it. The film has a direct comparison to the hashtag MeToo movement. Rated R, 87 minutes. The Assistant, 3 stars. By the way, Julia Rivera, I think is her last name. She's the star of this movie. She's the girl that plays the really hip girl in the Ozark, the TV show The Ozark, the blonde girl.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's really good in that. Yeah, she's good in this too.
Where do you see this?
It opens up at theaters tomorrow. The Assistant.
Okay.
She's the main star. She's in 90% of the movie. Rhythm Section stars Blake Lively. And I really like Blake Lively. In this movie, she loses her family to a plane crash, but finds out that a bomb brought down the plane, and she sets out for revenge. This is a really bad movie. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Rated R, 1.5 stars.
What's it called? Rhythm Section?
It's called Rhythm Section.
Okay.
I don't know why they called it that. Gretel and Hansel. That's it. They call it Gretel and Hansel. Very scary. Rated a hard PG-13. I guess you could take the kids, but I think it's too scary for kids. 90 minutes long, but for what it is, they do a good job. 2.5 stars.
Okay.
All right, now listen up. Listen to your daddy. this is for the average guy out there. You know, that's never been to a Super Bowl. I have covered 21 Super Bowl games, and it's a horrible experience.
I would thank you, because that's what I've always thought that it would be.
You can't get into restaurants. Airports are packed. Impossible ground transportation. Crowds are out of control. Even the NFL experience for kids is so packed, it's worse. The lines are worse than Disneyland in July.
Wow.
Price gouging, everything from plane tickets to food to souvenirs, not to mention tickets to the game that cost $3,000 or $4,000. A million people go to the Super Bowl city every year, and almost all of them have to stay 30 or 40 miles away because everything is booked, and even then you're going to pay an arm and a leg for a room. 98% of the people that come to the town for the game get to go to the game. Only 98% of them don't get to go to the game. Only 2% do. And just getting into the stadium the day of the game takes 2.5 hours.
So why do so many people go if they can't get to the game? They just go to party?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
I could go on and on, but take my word. You're better off at home with friends,
you
comfy
bet.
Couch,
bag
good
of Dorito.
Food, big screen TV.
Doritos.
And when
chicken
it's,
wings.
And when, it's, and when the game's over, you can go to bed. You don't have to fight crowds for 3 hours to get out of the stadium and get to wherever you're going. And you don't have to fight the airport the next day. I'm telling you, I have a credential. I ain't going, because it really is a horrible experience. And you're going to watch the commercials on TV, and the best commercial on Sunday I've seen them will be the Budweiser Early Responders commercial. It is fabulous.
All right, I haven't seen it, but I have seen the Doritos commercial with Sam Elliott, and I'm going to tell you something. It's flat out really good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I don't think that Mr. Peanut really dies in the commercial. I know they're saying he does. I just don't think he does.
Yeah, you can't kill Mr. Peanut.
And the, huh?
You can't kill Mr. Peanut.
I know. And the worst political commercial I've ever seen is from Michael Bloomberg that opened, the commercial opens with a very just dead serious Michael Douglas saying, I have played the president in movies. And real serious from there, he goes on for Bloomberg. It is so ridiculous, it's laughable. It's like, what the hell difference does it make that he played a president in the movies?
40 seconds.
It's ridiculous. FYI, I like the Kansas City Chiefs and the 1.5. I like the Chiefs to win the game.
Thank you.
30 seconds.
And best friend Shia LaBeouf, Scared of Flying, has a 10,000 classic comic book collection, and she was barred from Walmart for life for shoplifting. Heather Locklear, Lindsay Lohan, Michelle Rodriguez, Megan Fox.
I'm going to say seconds. Michelle Rodriguez.
Lohan.
Megan Fox. Mike Evans, see ya.
No, I was going to
You didn't even get a chance.
I was going to say, what did you say it was?
Megan Fox.
See, that's what I was going to say. Oh, Megan Fox. I would have won. I'd have won that one. Hey, thank a police officer. Thank you, David Solomon. Good job filling for Dan. Thank police officer Firefighter's chance again. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis.
Bye-bye.
Friday night at 6:30, the Grizzlies take on Zion Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans.
590 KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
You're listening to T.R. Hughes Super Bowl Week, driven by Munganess Alton Toyota and sponsored by Liquid Spirits, Tri-Ken Consulting, Glory Pro Wrestling, The Inskip Law Firm, Western Illinois University, Pro Cryo Plus, Westport Social, and T.R. Hughes Homes on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And here we are on Radio Row. It's not Radio Row. It used to be Radio Row. Now it's just Radio Chaos. And we're here at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Always glad to talk each year with Jerry Kramer, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I'm sure you love. I know you love coming back to Canton every year, but coming here for the Super Bowl, too, is something you love just being a part of it, don't you?
I do. It's exciting. If the whole world is looking at it and watching it, you know, and incredible numbers now across the world, 150 million people in this country, and then